a lot of the yard art stuff like that can be done with just those little simple tacks. No more a couple, you know, inch or two long at most. If a guy really is interested in doing one, maybe then he has some projects at home he's going to want to work on.
In rural areas, welding used to be a skill picked up in farms and in high school shop classes, whether or not it led to a career. In industrial technology fields, welders are in demand. And in the hobby of upcycling, a little welding can add some flair to yard art or other homemade projects. This is Random Acts of Knowledge, presented by Heartland Community College. I'm your host, Steve Fast. Today we're going to talk about welding for fun and profit with an instructor who teaches the welding pros of tomorrow, as well as the hobbyists who want to pick up some fun things to do with scrap metal.
Hello, I'm Dennis Ludwig. I'm the weld trainer and part of the welding engineering team at Pontiac Caterpillar facility, and I teach welding for community ed and for accredited side at Heartland Community College.
Welding is obviously a profession. It's your profession. But why would people want to learn to weld for reasons other than trying to make a living?
Well, there is a possibility, there is, as you see with the community ed class, like the welding decor for outdoors, there is a artistic value that can go along with it. It's a one-day class, kind of teaching. We're making stuff with scrap horseshoes and washers and nails and rebar and just all kinds of reclaimed stuff.
So when did you first start to explore sort of the artistic things you could do yourself?
Several years ago, I had a gal that I worked with there at Pontiac. She was saying one day, well, we'd talk, and she knew exactly what she was doing. She was feeling me out, but she said, I got some welding, but I need somebody to, I don't know anybody knows how to weld. I said, Cindy, you know good and well, I teach welding at Heartland. What do you got? So she brings on this. She gives me some pictures and shows me there's this little flower where you kind of tack horseshoes together. And there was a butterfly. I made both of those for her. And then we just kind of rolled from there. One day one of the community ed folks and I got talking. I sent him a picture. He said, oh, that'd be a good class. So kind of how it went.
If somebody is looking to do this, you know, for like a crafting, an artistic purpose, I mean, how hard is it to get into? I know that there's different styles of welding. I know that there's a different level of expertise that you might need to, but how quickly can somebody start to build up some of those skills to do those sorts of things you're talking about?
As I said, the decor class is a one-day class. It's 4 hours, and all they're really putting down is a little small tack weld. So I've got them doing that within, you know, after an hour being out in the lab.
So that's pretty quick.
Yeah. It's not a hard process. We use GMAW, or the MIG process, as many people here call, which is the most, we'll say, user-friendly of the processes. It's probably the easiest to learn. So it's fairly quick. It's fairly quick. Again, and just like in my Weld 100 that I teach also for community ed, that's a 5-week course, but I tell them right there, you know, you're going to be able to, am I going to make a welder out of you in 5 weeks? No. But you're going to be able to stick something together. It's going to hold well. You can, and you, where you go from there is kind of on your own, you know, up to you.
Well, what are some of the first things that you have to tell people, or the things where people might go wrong with even, making some of those quick tacks?
First thing they need to know, and I'm a stickler on this. Of course, I've been at this quite a while. First thing they need to know the hazards involved. Safety is number one. We're obviously a hot work zone. Even a little tack, you're shooting about 6,000 degrees across that arc. The metal that we weld on melts at about 2,700-2,800 degrees. So there's a lot of bad things can happen. I don't tell them these things to scare them. I just want to, they're not to be scared, but to be respectful, have knowledge and know what can happen.
Yeah. I imagine that somebody could get hurt pretty easily if they are
goofing around or don't know what they're doing around some of that.
Absolutely. But, and I won't tolerate any, they get goofing around. That's, thank you. See you later.
So tell me a little bit about, at the beginner level, you can start to do things pretty quickly, and that's got to be exciting. But let's talk a little bit about what people can do after they start to build up some skills and some ability. I know you teach industrial technology students as well that might weld for a career or part of their career. What are some of the things that people start to develop after a little while? And is it something where it's just simply practice? Or do some people have kind of more of a aptitude for it? Because it is, it's a skill. Some people have an easier time developing that and others don't.
Absolutely, you're absolutely correct. It is a skill. And some people pick to it quicker than others. Again, it's practice. There's three things. Anytime you do anything new, there's three things you got to do. Practice, practice, and practice. It's just repetition. And some days, the welding gods just don't appear to like you. I know many times you strike an arc and weld long and God, this nothing seems to be working today. And the next, and then maybe the next class you come in and oh boy, where was this? There's nothing to this.
I'm wondering, you know, I learned some welding in high school. I wonder if that's changed. Have you seen that with younger people coming into the workforce and maybe your experience in the workforce over the last couple of years? Are we seeing fewer welders than we used to?
Yes, absolutely. It almost seems, I was a farm kid. I grew up on a farm. Getting dirty today apparently is not cool anymore like it used to be. My dad would just run me out of the shop because I was out there messing around, tearing down something or trying to, many times it may not have got put back together. Maybe that's why he ran me out, but it's starting to turn back. But a lot of the generation, I think they'd rather be programming games than working with their hands.
Is that causing a problem that you can see in the workforce? Is there a real demand for people that have developed that skill, because it's not like that is something that isn't needed in a lot of varieties of manufacturing, agriculture, and other places.
You're absolutely correct. The AWS is saying, American Welding Society, use the acronym, is predicting because of attrition and things like, you know, people just leaving the industry, by 2025, there's going to be 400,000 available jobs. All within welding. Now, that's not always one striking an arc. It could be, you know, a welding inspector such as myself, an educator, a supervisor, you know, at a manufacturing facility. But they're expecting 400,000 welding-related jobs available by 2025.
I mean, that's pretty impressive when you look at things that are growing in industry. You have a lot of different manufacturing things that are changing because of automation, because of technology. And I wonder, if you are talking to potential students or some of your students, how quickly can they move from having not a lot of skill at all, not a lot of experience, to building up that level where they could get a job? How long of a process would you say it generally is? And as I know, you say that there are people that have a greater aptitude for it, but as far as getting to a level of certification and a level of expertise, how long does it generally take?
On the accredited side at Heartland, there's a welding skills certificate, which is 16 hours, so one semester.
So pretty quick, really.
Absolutely. They would have a skills certificate now. They're going to have a taste of oxy fuel welding and cutting, stick welding, and MIG welding. They practice then, again, it's back to a repetitive thing.
Well, no, you mentioned kind of growing up on the farm, and I think that is an element in practice. You know, as we see fewer people that are growing up in some of the rural environments, you could practice by, you know, helping out with farm stuff that needs to be fixed, with just having some scrap metal around. But probably some of your students, other than the opportunity to be in the shop there, don't get a lot of extracurricular practice. Do you see that being a bit of a concern?
Yeah, I would agree with that. Their practice time is when they have their 4 hours a week or whatever, 4 hours or 8 hours a week, whatever the scheduling is for that class is. Many times they're only welding for the week.
Well, yeah, you need equipment.
The schools are bringing it back, though, now. I'm sorry.
I want to go back a little bit to the CE side of things. And I wonder, as far as the accessibility of people that want to do this as a hobby, how hard is it to get access to equipment or buy equipment if you wanted to develop some of this stuff on your own after you take some of these skills and you can make, as you say, like maybe something out of horseshoes or the like, maybe yard art, but other people want to take it a step further. How difficult is it to get the gear and the equipment? Is it too pricey?
Again, it will depend on how big a stuff they're wanting to weld. A lot of the stuff you can buy at some of the local retailer shops. You can get some 110 powered welders. You're not going to be able to weld much thicker than anything within a quarter inch. But sometimes some of those are running for $100, $150. Guy has to get some gas or there's some consumables involved with it also. But you could get the gun or the power supply and the lead and everything. Just have to get something for shielding gas, and then probably under a couple $100.
So really that is affordable when you think about people that are getting into a new skill or hobby. They easily sink that kind of money into it. I've seen people spend that much money on fishing rods. So,
sure.
So absolutely. Can you talk a little bit more about as you got that initial interest to figure out how to do some of the simple projects? Have you explored any personal projects yourself that you've completed that were not in all work related, but were an opportunity to explore different things you could do with welding?
I've done a lot of playing around with it kind of became a little bit addicting. Started making these things for Cindy. You find pictures all over the internet with different projects. I made this pretty cool. I thought, obviously it must have been really cool because my mother-in-law snagged it immediately when it went in the yard. Out of a shovel head, a circular saw blade cut in half. I think I had a couple horseshoes, little washers and things like that. Made an owl, a metal owl. That was kind of neat. It was kind of fun. A little challenging because there were dissimilar metals in there. The saw blade was stainless steel, and the shovel head, which welded them to, was plain carbon steel. Well, you got to have the right electrodes and things. So I used a little TIG process on it, but it's kind of, made for a little bit of a challenge. It was kind of fun.
That's something that maybe a lot of people that are just coming into this as a hobby might not realize, is they probably have to look at some of those materials. Because I know people love taking these scrap materials like you talked about and creating something. But you do have to realize that you're working with different elements of metal.
Absolutely. And I tell you the truth, I didn't even think about that when I was starting to make that one day. I started attacking. I said, what's going on? Oh, this is stainless steel. That's not going to MIG well with it because I didn't have the right electrode in for the MIG welder. No, that's not going to work well. So it was kind of a learning. That was part of the fun. It's a learning process for me then, too. So, okay, now what am I going to do? We'll use the TIG welder on this. So,
what's the next step you would suggest for people that go through the class, they go through the continuing education class, they make their first project, and they want to move forward? What's the next skill that they should probably start to develop after they figure out how to make those simple tacks?
A lot of the yard art stuff like that can be done with just those little simple tacks. No more a couple, inch or two long at most. If a guy really is interested in doing maybe then he has some projects at home he's going to want to work on. So he's going to step up and get a little bigger, may have to get a little bigger welder for some of this stuff. But they could always sign up and take one of the classes on the accredited side. I've had at least one student do that, a state trooper who was getting ready to retire. When he came through the class, he was maybe 51, 52. Usually they start early. They have their 30 years in. So he retired quite early. He took the community ed class, the 5-week class, ended up taking the yard art class. It was a great help to me. I didn't have a lab assistant for that. He kind of helped me with it. Then he signed up and took, I think he took the 110 and the MIG class on the accredited side, just because he wants to do stuff at home. He's setting up a little weld shop in his machine shed. He's got a farm place. He lives, and he's going to set up a little shop in there, more for his own enjoyment. Success stories like that, you make you feel good too. You're like, cool, this guy's, somebody's actually taking it the next step.
So it doesn't matter how far along you are in it, you can pick up this skill even without a lot of experience.
Yep, you certainly can. On the 5-week class, and I tell them, by the time we get to MIG, you're going to say, why did that evil guy make us learn these other two processes when this is so easy? And they do. They say, yeah, boy, this is much more fun. I'd say just if you're interested, just take the plunge. Everybody that's done it have always had a good time. Sign up, sign up for a class, whether it be one of my classes, whether it be accredited class, whatever. Take that plunge and try it. I strongly believe in if you're kind of questioning themselves, go with the community ed class first because it's a little more low key. It's not as costly as the accredited side. So jump in and give it a try.
a good opportunity to get your feet wet in that CE class.
Yes. Yep.
Well, Dennis, thanks so much for talking about this stuff with me, and good luck with your next class. I appreciate you giving us a little bit of an insight into welding for both hobby and the beginnings of learning a skill that could pay off for a career.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Dennis. Dennis Ludwig teaches welding classes for industrial technology and for continuing education hobby classes at Heartland Community College. If you're interested in more topics on personal enrichment, history, art, and more, check out our other Random Acts of Knowledge interviews on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audioboom, or wherever you found this one. Thanks for listening.